Dear future A-level media student, hi, my name is Aoife and I'm writing to you to talk about taking A-level media studies. This letter is to inform you of what to expect and what you will learn throughout this course. During your time as a media student, you will gain a variety of technical and creative production skills that will help you complete tasks such as blogging and research, as well as using hardware such as cameras and lighting, and software such as Adobe Photoshop, InDesign and Bridge. You'll also learn many creative skills such as planning your costumes, makeup and hair, as well as deciding when, where and how you will take your images. Media studies will help you to acquire a large variety of technical production skills that will be transferable to any job in the media industry or elsewhere in the working world. You will learn how to create your own blog, make posts, embed items and attach media files and documents. When it comes to using the Adobe programs, you will learn how to create text boxes, change the height, size and width of texts, and you will also learn to apply different effects to your images and texts, as well as importing different fonts using DaFont to create a magazine that best portrays your chosen genre. You will also learn how to use a camera and studio lighting that will help you effectively display the correct narrative of your star image. You will learn how important it is to use different lighting techniques and a variety of camera angles, and how effective they are when it comes to creating your music magazine. It will help you to portray a narrative to your audience. You will learn to use the different aspects of a camera for things such as changing the shutter speed and adjusting the aperture. Both of these things will affect the outcome of your image. The aperture determines the size of the hole in the lens and the amount of light that is received by the sensor. The lower the f-stops, the more exposure, as they represent a higher aperture. The higher the f-stops, the less exposure, as they represent a lower aperture. Shutter speed also affects the amount of light that goes through the lens by controlling how long the shutter stays open for. Both aperture and shutter speed work together and need to be balanced in order for your images to have an ideal exposure. When it came to editing my images and creating my first drafts, I used Adobe InDesign and Photoshop. I used tools such as the eraser to get rid of any blemishes and unevenness, the magic lasso tool to cut out my model to then impose them on a different background, as well as the liquify tool to make my model look happier. I did this as the genre of my magazine was pop, and I needed to convey the idea of youth, energy and vitality to my audience so that it fit their desired needs and fulfilled ADA. To compose my drafts, I imported fonts using DaFont to find the best fonts to use for my masthead, cover lines and headlines. I then applied the fonts I had imported using InDesign and created a front cover, contents page and double page spread. I then made sure that they were the best fit for my magazine. I used a combination of serif and sans serif fonts for my drafts. I used a sans serif font for my cover lines and slogan, and I used a serif font for my masthead, main headline, and all text on my contents page and my double page spread. I chose these fonts as I thought they would fulfil the desires of my audience and that they were the best fit for my magazine in the genre of pop. When creating in media, you will gain a variety of knowledge and skills that will be transferable in the industry. You'll gain skills in design, costume, makeup, hair, camera positioning, body language, mise-en-scene, and location. During my photo shoots, I would think about what camera angles I was using, how my model was positioned, their body language and their facial expressions, and the type of props that were being used. Using these skills allowed me to impact my audience and portray a story to them. I had a particular narrative that I needed to portray. During this course, you will expand your understanding of transferable skills that can be applied in other aspects of your life. You will gain skills in research, organisation, management, planning and communication, as you have to take control and responsibility for your work. For example, before any photo shoot, you will have to fill out a PMA. In this document, you will plan your entire photo shoot. You will determine who your models are, when and where your shoot will be, the costumes needed, what their makeup and hair needs to look like, and any props or equipment you will need. Once completed, the PMA will help you carry out a successful photo shoot, as you will have to share the document with anyone involved, allowing them to know where they need to be, at what time, and what items they need to bring with them. For example, before my first photo shoot, I used a PMA to plan every aspect. The costumes, where I was going to take my images and how I would take them, the lighting I was going to use, and an idea of what I wanted my final outcome to look like. Planning is critical when it comes to producing your work. Without a clear and concise plan, it is not possible to create a magazine to the best of your ability. Media studies is a creative subject that allows you freedom in what you create. It will help you in gaining skills in technical design and production, as well as giving you an insight into the media industry. I highly recommend media if you are interested in design and branding and are a creative person. Good luck, Aoife Todd.